Back in 2005, Washington's Supreme Court became something of a national leader when it ruled on a case involving a lesbian couple. The court determined that after the couple split up, the non-biological mother could have full parental rights as a de facto parent. More recently, the de facto parent law has come up in heterosexual couple custody battles as well. David Ward is an attorney with the advocacy group Legal Voice.
We believe that the courts are starting to recognize that we don't live in Leave It to Beaver worlds anymore.
He says, unlike Leave It to Beaver world of the 1950s, where Ward and June were the only parents, today, with multiple marriages and divorces and blended families, there are often many different people acting as a child's parent. He says, no one's arguing a child should have 7 or 8 legal parents.
But in certain circumstances, we do believe that more than 2 parents can be legally recognized.
For example, the State Court of Appeals has ruled that a Snohomish man who'd been raising a child after his wife left could seek de facto parent status even after genetic testing proved another man was the actual father. In essence, the child would have 2 legal fathers in addition to the mother. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.